Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a key.
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander. I'll be your host this morning, and it's so great to be with you on this, it's a little overcast morning in the Bay, but it will be, of course, a beautiful day. And aren't we lucky to have this weather? It's just incredible. We're so blessed. What a great day. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, yep, they call me the Sandman. You heard the jingle. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every week. And this week we had a lot of great questions. It was great, and it just keeps continuing. And thank you so much. I'd love to help you out. And that's because I'm an attorney and a financial advisor. And I've been doing this for now over 25 years, so I have quite a bit of experience and love to share that with you. We are broadcasting live right now out of my dumpy little basement here, downtown Oakland, and just enjoying the morning. So if you have a question, maybe something came up. I don't know. You want to know what they're going to do with interest rates in a couple weeks. It seems to be the question of the moment. Call this number right now if you have a question. You want to be on the air, 808-5627. You don't need a prefix. 808-5627. And keep those questions coming. You can always tweet me a question anytime you want at PYA. That stands for Protect Your Assets. At PYA Radio. Anytime that you like. Now, have you seen some of these recent headlines? I don't know, but they're kind of frightening to me. This was from MarketWatch. Stocks at all-time highs call for extreme caution. These seven billionaires are worried about a stock market correction. And from Kiplinger, how well do you know bear markets? I don't know about you, but that's a scary bear when it comes and the way it comes. But anyway, these headlines obviously raise concern for anyone who is invested in the stock market and who is getting close to retirement. But even if you didn't watch TV, and even if you didn't listen to the radio or read the newspaper, then what do you think is going to happen to the stock market? Do you think it's going to go on forever, achieving new high week after week? Or do you think that the longest bull market in history, now over 10 years, do you think it's going to come down at some point? Well, you know what they say. All good things must come to an end. And unfortunately, the next major market correction is going to come without warning. So the only way you can potentially protect yourself is by taking action right now. But what can you do? What would happen to your investments if we had another 2008 bear market, say at the end of this year? Would you be able to recover this late in the game? Or would it literally rob you of your retirement, make you go back to work? These are all really good questions. I appreciate when you ask these things, so thank you and keep asking. But the good news for you today is that a correction can't catch you off guard if you're prepared ahead of time. It's like being ready for a fire. You have a fire alarm, hopefully, with good batteries in your house, and smoke goes off. Well, if you take care of the fire before it spreads, you save your house. So this morning, we're going to talk to you about four things you need to know right now about market corrections and what you can do to be prepared in case there's a fire. So on today's show, we're going to teach you four things you need to know about market corrections and what you can do about it. The first place to start is with the basics. Like, what is a correction? And how is a correction different than a market crash? Good question. Now, here's the deal. A market correction, that's when there's a 10% drop in the market. A decline of at least 10% of, say, a stock bond index from its highest point constitutes a correction. So if the Dow Jones Friday, closing around 27,000 points, if it goes down 2,700 points or 10%, that would be a correction. The S&P would have to go down about 300 points. And that's different than what we call a bear market, which is a 20% drop. So consider that. For the Dow, we're talking 5,400 points, or the S&P 500, around 600 points. There have been, get this, 123 market corrections from 1900 to 2013. And this results in at least one correction per year on average. And the question is it coming? Is there a correction going to come this year? So just to think about it, you got to wonder what could trigger a correction. Because right now, a lot of people are worried. Doesn't seem like there's really any problem out there, at least when it comes to the U.S. economy. Everyone keeps saying the economy is doing pretty well overall. So what could really trigger this correction? Well, as you know, a lot of things can. It could be really anything out of anywhere. We just don't know. And right now, the things that we're looking at and watching, of course, are the China trade battle. That just continues on, and we don't know when that'll end. And a lot of people are saying, well, maybe before the election next year could resolve itself and help propel that nomination, right? I mean, that's makes sense. You got the euro. The euro's in a world of hurt right now. Financially, they got trouble. Germany's not producing what it used to produce. And if that's the case, if Germany, the engine that could, the one that's really that magical, beautiful German-made V8, 4-liter, that just is a power source. If they're not producing more of those engines, if they're not producing more of those cars, we got some problems, and that's what's happening right now. So Europe is a really big question mark. That could trigger as well a problem if more bad news comes out of there. It's impossible. I know. It's impossible to predict where the market's going to go. But when some of the biggest and most respected hedge funds are pumping the brakes and several well-known and respected billionaires are concerned, well, it seems plain irresponsible to simply write that off. So I want to share with you the news that I'm reading and thinking about. And so one of the folks on Wall Street that I respect has done a pretty good job if you look at his record. His name is Jeff Gundlach. And Jeff has advised moving towards the exit. Now, Jeff is the portfolio manager and CEO of Double Line Capital. And he's a bond guru. And on a recent TED Talk that I watched, and you may want to go out there and check him out, Jeffrey Gundlach on TED Talk, so just recently, he laid out a pretty strong case for why we are getting very close to a bear market. And I'll talk about more about that bear coming up. But what he's doing is he's reducing his allocation to high-yield bonds and other low-quality investments on the fear that investor sentiment, as it's starting to roll over here, could have more painful effects than what we're otherwise expecting. He has a lot of other interesting charts on there and statistics and information that he watches, which to him doesn't look very good. And he doesn't think in the short period we're going to see a big drop, but he does say it's coming. And he's predicting that if you're wise, be prepared. And if you're waiting for the catalyst to show itself, this is a quote, you're going to be selling at a lower price. Instead, he's recommending investors to begin moving towards the exits now. Warren Buffett. You all know who Warren Buffett is. He's Berkshire Hathaway's genius who put it together and built that company up. Well, get this. He's hoarding over $100 billion in cash right now. And that's growing. So apparently, he doesn't see any screaming buys out there right now, any great deals, or he'd be spending that money. But he's not. He's waiting, because that's what he does. He waits for blood in the streets, and then he buys. Seems to do that over and over and over again, and just continues to get wealthier. David Tepper. He's on guard right now. He's the head fund guru behind Appaloosa Management. Isn't leaning to the short side just yet, but is far less bullish. He's even suggested where investors put money in cash if they don't like the valuations on Wall Street right now. Remember I talked earlier about the earnings? 19 times earnings. So don't put it in there. Buy cash right now. You can get some decent yield on short term right now. It's safe. Paul Singer. This is a very interesting commentary about ETFs. ETFs have become incredibly popular. And Paul Singer, manager of Elliott Management, he's got a personal stake in this, obviously, because he manages funds. That's the reverse of what an ETF is, where you don't have an active strategy. But this is an interesting thought he has. Singer's warning that passive funds could create an inflexible trend that leads to a market-wide sell-off. Think about this. It means that at one point, you're not going to have the active end in the market to stabilize it. You're going to have passive guys, not even passive, it's passive machines, get into a herd selling momentum. And that can create a free fall, a dramatic free fall. And no amount of bargain hunting or logic about fundamentals is going to cushion that blow. So if billionaires that have access to better information are making moves right now, shifting their portfolio to protect it, maybe you should as well. And the first place to start is to gain an understanding on the risks that are embedded in your portfolio right now. I call this a portfolio MRI. You know what an MRI is? It's where you go in and they stick you in that machine and it makes a heck of a lot of noise, right? You're claustrophobic. Well, you can get your very own market risk intelligent report. I call that an MRI. Well, we're going to show you in black and white, very much like an MRI, how much risk you're doing right now in your 401k. And get this, 95% probability of where that's going to go in the next 6 months. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where you will find out why bear markets are called bear markets, how often they occur, and more importantly, how long they last. The answers are going to surprise you. Remember, it always pays to keep attuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Have you seen our new website? With a brand new podcast page, you can go hear up-to-date podcasts of our show. All you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Now it's time for your Protect Your Assets report with David Hollander, the Sandman.
So today's question comes in from Mike. Mike's 55. He's working at a company in San Francisco. He's been saving since he's been in his late 30s in his 401ks, accumulated a pretty good amount. Mike, it's interesting you bring this up. Your balance right now, about $175,000, is right what Vanguard said the average 55-year-old has saved in their 401k. So Mike's question was, is there any way I can maximize my 401k? 401k, given I only have got about 10 years to go before I retire, and I want to save as much as possible because I just don't think that's enough. Well, Mike, your gut's right, and I'm glad you're asking the question because you're right. You have some options now that you've reached 55. For those of you in your 50s, it's a magic time where you could do a distribution on your 401k into an IRA possibly, or even open up some other investment choices that you might have. Because like Mike, maybe you only have 8 to 12 different choices and you'd like to know what the full universe is out there because there's literally thousands of options available to you. So Mike, there's a lot you can do about it. I highly recommend you get in touch with us. Give us a call at 866-PROTECT. Again, the number to call is 866-PROTECT to find out what all your options are and make sure that you don't leave any stone unturned. Again, 866-PROTECT.
Call David and his team today at 1-866-PROTECT. That's 1-866-PROTECT.
No, we don't have magic sand to throw in your face when you're sleeping. But we do have proven strategies, well-educated financial advisors, and fiduciaries on staff. A registered CPA at your disposal, and 3 estate planning lawyers on staff. Now, let's get back to the show. Here is David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. So the stock market's been on a tear lately. And many investors are wondering when things are going to start falling apart. A recent survey that just came out shows that more than half of investors expect a market correction before the end of this year. So odds are you're concerned about a market correction. The good news is this: a correction can't catch you off guard if you're prepared ahead of time. I used the analogy earlier about a fire. Maybe you got a fire smoke detector in your house. If you don't, you should go get one today. Hopefully you check your batteries and make sure that it's active, because it won't work if the batteries aren't any good. Or maybe you have it hardwired into your rooftop. But in any event, you know what it does? It makes that annoying noise if there's smoke, so you can take care of it and your house doesn't burn down. Well, I'm talking about the same thing today. If you know, if you see smoke in your portfolio and it's over-risked, you've done nothing, then it can cause a problem, sometimes a big problem. But if you're prepared and you're ready and it comes, you do a lot better. So today we're talking about 4 things you need to know about market corrections, bear markets, things like that. What are the experts out there doing and saying? So it's time right now for our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I sure can. So here's one. I hear this one. Well, bear markets happen about once every 10 years. In fact, I heard it this week from somebody who seemed to know what they were talking about. Every 10 years, there's a bear market. Well, is that really true? Let's go look at the information. I'm going back to 1932. Bear markets have occurred on average, get this, every 3.8 years. That's 3 years and 9 months, to be exact. According to market research firm, it's called Investec Research, came up with that. Well, as you've heard, the current bull is in its 10th year. So, obviously, every 10 years is not true, because it's 3.8. But why are people saying that? Well, think about it. In the last 25 years, what have we seen? We saw the dot-com craziness and then the dot-com explosion, dot-com bomb, as some people called it. And then it seemed like about 10 years to the financial crisis of 2008 that started to really come home in 2009 and lasted a while. So I guess you could say 10 years. But that's not really 10 years, but it's close. So maybe that's where it's coming from, because it's so fresh in our minds and our psyche. It's just been tattered, if you will. So earlier we were talking about, and if you missed our show, if you missed any of the show, because I get this, I had this a lot this week. I had a lot of people talking to me and say, you know, I love listening to your show. I drive around, I'm listening, but then I got to go do something and I miss it. So if you missed anything that I say, you can always go to PYA Radio. This is a new place we created, PYARadio.com. It's so much fun there. You have to check it out, PYARadio.com. And there we have our podcasts. And the podcasts take the show and they condense it. So you can make dinner, you can drive in your car, and you can listen to it. If you have Spotify or maybe you have Apple Music, just search Protect Your Assets. And you'll find the podcast and you'll get all this great information that I try and bring you every segment. So earlier in the show, I was talking about bear markets dropping 20% or more. But why do they call it a bear market? I started thinking, why is it a bear? Well, believe it or not, the term bear market originates, get this, from pioneer bearskin traders. Can you imagine these guys trading bearskins? Well, how does this have anything to do with a bear market? Because the stock market didn't even exist back then. Well, there's one explanation, according to Wall Street lore. We're talking about lore right now. A bear attacks by swiping its claw downward. Those claws come out and it swipes downward, similar to the downward trend of a declining market. Interesting. I heard another one as I was out there researching this subject. It's summer. And some of us go camping. I've done that many times. I enjoy that. And when you're out there in the middle of nowhere with trees all around you and mountains and fresh air, of course you're going to barbecue a little bit and make some good food. And some campsites don't have a bear box. So what do? You put it in your car. I've done that. And what do the bears do? They break the glass. Get in your car and eat your food anyways. Bears create havoc on your food. You know this if you've ever experienced it. It just looks like a yard sale happened right there in your campsite. That's called a bear. So that also is where this term comes from, because it ransacks your portfolio. Now, the average bear market decline in the S&P 500, get this, since 1929, this is the average, 39.9%. 39.9% is the average. Most people think that recessions start bear markets, but that's false, as most bear markets actually help kick off recessions. Do you know what the worst bear market has been in U.S. history? The bear market from September of 1929 to June of 1932 resulted in an 86.2% loss, 86.2% loss for the S&P 500. They say the market always comes back, right? Well, it does, but the question is, how long does it take? You would have had to wait until 1954 just to break even from the bear market that began in 1929. That's 25 years. And that is exactly why people nearing or in retirement right now need to get preservation-minded so that the bear doesn't set them back, especially if you have to have income produced out of your portfolio to live on. So here's the elephant in this room right now. What's going to start it? China? Europe falling apart? Well, it's perfectly natural to think that geopolitical events have a major impact on the markets. And so far, anyway, war or threat of war shocks to the market have been short term. That includes the terrorist attacks on September 11th, Iraq's invasion of Kuwait in 1990, World War II attack on Pearl Harbor, the Cuban Missile Crisis. But the markets recover quickly. It remains to be seen whether the market can withstand, like I'm talking about, China or Europe falling apart. So I know there's a lot to stay on top of financially. It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, find out what the CEO of one of the world's largest asset managers has to say about what's just around the corner. It's all coming up next, so stick around.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to PYAEvents.com and reserve your seat today. That's PYAEvents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. PYAEvents.com. This is the Protect Your Assets Podcast.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. While other shows are busy talking about the annuity or an expensive collection of mutual funds, there's Mar. We help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. And right now, there's a statistic running around that most of you are concerned about the market correction that may be just around the corner. At some point, Humpty Dumpty is going to fall off the wall, and before you have to pick up all the pieces, we want to help you learn how market corrections happen and how you can protect yourself. It's better to prepare ahead of time than to repair later. So on today's show, we're sharing some things you need to know about market corrections, about bear markets, and this is one episode that you can't afford to miss, particularly right now. So that reminds me, if you missed any part of today's show, then go back and listen to our podcast at pyaradio.com. That's pyaradio.com. Also, if you want to get more information about things like Social Security, we do educational workshops. And we've got two events coming up over there in the peninsula in the San Mateo Garden Center. Go to pyaevents.com to find out more. You can register right there. You can bring a friend. PYA Events stands for Protect Your Assets. pyaevents.com. We have space available right now, August 8th, August 13th. San Mateo Garden Center, where we will give you a Social Security blueprint. Want to wish a happy birthday to Ken Phelps, Lisa Reichert, Gus Tresky, Audrey Shalikas, John Elwood, and Kathy Neidiger. Happy birthday to all of you. The stock market's been hot over the last year, leaving many investors wondering when things are going to start falling apart. Great question. How are you feeling about the market right now? How much higher can it go? According to Gallup, this was a survey that just came out, over half of people right now expect some sort of a market correction, over 10%, before the end of this year. The good news is right now you can get prepared ahead of time. And to be fair, there are some that take the opposite stance. They say the market's going to continue to ride up. But here's something to think about. Trees don't grow to heaven. Eventually, they will fall and come crashing down back to earth. So some of the largest asset managers on the planet are getting concerned about an impending market correction. As a matter of fact, the CEO of the world's largest asset manager said this past week. Talking about BlackRock's chief executive officer, Larry Fink. He said that financial markets are ignoring underlying risk. And this means that there could be a big correction if there's a major surprise with a world event. And this is something that just would come out of nowhere. That's where these things come, out of nowhere. And then all of a sudden, you're wondering what's going on. Mr. Fink, so he's the head of the world's largest asset manager called BlackRock. And he said that the amount of risk in the financial system is comparable to 2007 levels. He said that consistently low volatility in the stock market may mean markets are not accounting for the risk as much as they did in the past. And so if we have some sort of major world event, that could be a big correction and all three major U.S. stock market indexes could get hit hard. So that could be big. That could be bad. And what I'd like you to do right now is I want you to picture a day when you don't have to worry about things like this. Picture a day when you're on a cruise in the Mediterranean with your wife, and she looks you in the eye, and she thanks you for making this happen, despite the fact that we just had a correction or even a bear market. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things you've always wanted to do without worrying about this. I want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.